Thank you, Wanda. Unfair but not unconstitutional. That's what a federal judge ruled earlier this week about Florida's way of evaluating teachers. As WLRN's Jeden Jordan tells us, teachers and education groups sued over a change in state law that enables districts to tie evaluations to student performance.
The law was passed in 2011. It allows some teachers to be evaluated based on test scores of students who aren't in their class. They can also be judged based on test results in subject areas they don't even teach. And starting next year, their pay will be impacted. The Florida Education Association is among the groups that sued. They argued that the law takes away a teacher's right to due process and equal protection under the Constitution. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker said his ruling was based solely on whether the evaluation system is constitutional. He noted that the system is supposed to measure the individual effectiveness of each teacher, but the standards for evaluation differ significantly and are unfair. The teachers union says it's considering further legal action. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Well, the days of kids digging into their piggy banks to pay late fees at libraries is fast becoming a thing of the past in Palm Beach County. The Sun Sentinel reports that youngsters now have the opportunity to pay off library fines by reading their way out of them. Children up to age 17 can now redeem one Dewey dollar for every 15 minutes they read in their local public library. That's named, of course, for the Dewey Decimal System. They can read books, magazines, newspapers, or even on electronic devices, as long as the reading is done in a Palm Beach County Library. The Dewey dollars can then be used to pay off overdue library book charges, which are 10 cents per day. But once library fees add up to $5, borrowing privileges for students can be suspended. Children from across Florida visited the state capitol yesterday for Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. The kids talked to experts in some of the state's strongest employment fields about what the jobs involve. Representatives from the State Park Service, the space and film industries were among those who set up interactive displays showing the youngsters what makes their jobs fun. The event was hosted by the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. DEO Director Jesse Panuccio says it's good for kids to start dreaming about what career they want to pursue, even when they're small.
I hope that a day like today inspires students and children around our state to see all of the opportunities we have in Florida, to see all that is available for them in the future.
The DEO says jobs in computer science, engineering, and nursing continue to see the most demand in Florida. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.